The push to ban commercial set netting moved another step forward this week. A Superior Court judge in Anchorage ruled yesterday that the Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance can begin collecting signatures for a ballot initiative so voters can decide about the value of commercial set net fishing in Cook Inlet. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
You can go back decades to get to the beginning of this, but the past few years are arguably some of the most important. Dramatically low returns of king salmon to Cook Inlet have driven a huge wedge between sport fishermen and their commercial counterparts, in particular the Eastside set net fleet that operates along about 70 miles of coast from Nikiski to Nanilchik.
That it's even out there is really the disturbing part. It's un-Alaskan. It's greedy. It's the same people that have been doing this for years.
That's Andy Hall, president of the board of directors for the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association. That group represents many of the set netters who could be forced out of the water if the initiative is approved by voters in a couple of years. The group doing the forcing is the Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance. It's made up of sport fishing interests, many of whom have been battling the commercial fleets over access to salmon stocks for years. Joe Connors is the president of that board. I caught up with him, fittingly, outside Trustworthy Hardware and Tackle Store in Soldotna, a popular spot for the sport fishing crowd.
We don't have a fight with commercial fishing. We have a fight with a particular type of fishing in urban areas of Alaska. It's beyond its time.
The next step is drafting the language of the initiative and getting the signatures. Connor says they'll have to find about 35,000 registered voters to sign on. The alliance has already laid out the basic tenets of what it wants on a ballot measure: to ban commercial set netting in urban areas of the state. In this case, urban areas are defined as Fairbanks, Juneau, Valdez, Ketchikan, and also the areas surrounding Anchorage, the Matsu Borough, and the Kenai Peninsula Borough. So while it will technically apply statewide, in function, it applies most to fishermen on the Kenai.
To say that cutting out 700-plus family fishing businesses and a fishery that's been around for 130 years because somebody wants everything and can't share, it just is kind of sad, actually.
Hall says he's hopeful that the state will appeal the decision to the Supreme Court, and because salmon is a natural resource like oil or gas or minerals, it's a bad idea to have voters determine its management at the ballot. But Connors says the state has always invited the public into fishing decisions dating to before statehood.
I would suspect that a lot of people in Alaska just really don't even have an opinion, and they don't know much about the fishery. So it's going to be up to us to educate the public, and that we have every intention of doing that. We're going to explain what goes on in this fishery that makes this fishery different than other fisheries. I mean, some of them are doing a phenomenal job, and yet here, this one it hasn't changed. I mean, it's a fishery that needs to go away because it kills everything.
The day after the decision was handed down by Superior Court Judge Catherine Easter, the Department of Fish and Game issued an emergency order closing almost all set net fishing on Cook Inlet's east side until further notice in order to preserve the measly run of kings still coming into the Kenai River. Hall says this year has been an improvement over the past couple, but he and others are still struggling to break even. Meanwhile, sport guides, whose numbers have shrunk right in line with the king salmon decline, are still prohibited from targeting the few kings that are making it back. If the initiative process goes forward as planned, voters will make the final decision during the August 2016 primaries. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.